Brownsville City Commission Highlights for the May 6, 2025. The Brownsville City Commission convened on May 6, 2025, to advance downtown revitalization efforts, support new economic development projects, and honor Commissioner at Large B. Dr. Rose M. Z. Goen for her more than 16 years of transformative service to the city. Commissioners approved Resolution Number 2025-056, awarding Fries and Nichols a professional services contract to lead the Downtown Renaissance Master Plan. The City Manager's Office was authorized to negotiate and finalize the agreement. The plan will guide future growth and investment in Brownsville's downtown revitalization. In an emotional tribute, the City Commission recognized Commissioner at Large B. Dr. Rose M. Z. Goen for her 16 years of service. Her leadership in public health, active transportation, and urban revitalization has left a lasting legacy on the city. Key achievements include launching the Brownsville Farmers Market and Cyclobia, leading the RGV Challenge, which engaged over 12,000 residents, co-authoring the Active Plan, and expanding the city's trail network, and championing public health initiatives that earn national recognition. The West Rail Trail was officially renamed the Rose Aletta Goen Trail to honor her contributions. The city also received national recognition at the Smart Cities Connect Conference for its public 5G, P5G, network and smart technology initiatives. It earned a spot among the top 20 global smart city projects. The Brownsville Animal Regulation and Care Center was named the 2025 Agency of the Year by the National Animal Care and Control Association for its outstanding work in animal welfare. City engineers announced that the long-awaited Owens Road Bridge will officially open on Friday. Originally budgeted at $900,000, the final cost reached $1.4 million due to necessary utility work and weather delays. During the meeting, the commission issued two proclamations. May was designated as Mental Health Awareness Month, with city departments and local partners hosting events and wellness activities to encourage community awareness and access to care. Municipal Clerks Week was also proclaimed, honoring the City Secretary's Office for its essential work in maintaining transparency and municipal operations. A work session introduced the Medical Overlay District, which would guide compatible development around hospitals along I-69 and Alton Glore Boulevard. City leaders said they will consider future overlays near Valley Baptist Medical Center to preserve and support healthcare growth. The Planning and Redevelopment Services Department shared updates on permitting improvements, including using platforms like Axila, DigEplin, and GWIZ. Residential permits are approved in an average of 8.7 business days, with commercial licenses ranging from 26 to 65 days. Data shows that 95% of permits are approved within two review cycles. The city also plans to improve customer service areas, expand staff training, and implement more user-friendly systems to support residents and developers. The City Commission meeting can be viewed here, https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=1jyvcl-sb10.